Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, sir. It looks like you're ready to check out. Thank you for shopping at Peterson Office Supplies in Worthington. Did you find everything you needed?
Yes, I'll take this box of printer paper. And I do have a coupon for 50% off.
I'm sorry, sir, but that coupon's expired.
Really? Oh, that's too bad. Well, it's a good price for printer paper, so I'll buy it anyway. I've just started a business here in Worthington, and I really need it.
In that case, you should sign up for our business membership program. New business owners are eligible for additional savings throughout the year.
Number 32. Who most likely is the woman? Number 33. Why does the woman apologize? Number 34. What does the woman recommend that the man do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Roger. I have a question about my trip to the conference next month.
Oh, the one in Chicago? Sure, what is it?
It's about booking my flight. I was planning to fly home right after the conference ends, but I noticed that flights for the next day are $400 cheaper.
Well, you know that might work in our favor. If you stay until the next day, then you could visit Marburn Industries. They're one of our top clients in the Chicago area.
That'd be great. Who at Marburn Industries should I contact to arrange the meeting?
Janice Shelton. I'll send you her email address when I get back to my desk.
Number 35. What does the woman ask about? Number 36. What does the man suggest the woman do after the conference? Number 37. What will the man send to the woman? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, James and Amal. I wanted to talk to you because Golden International has announced plans to open another location here in Palmville. The feature attraction at their new amusement park will be the high-flying roller coaster, their fastest ride ever.
That's not good news. With a competing park coming to the area, we could have trouble keeping customers.
That worries me too. But their target opening date is in 2 years, so there's time to think of ways to retain customers. We could lower ticket prices.
But rides can be a bigger draw than price. Let's talk to Appalachian Incorporated. It's earned a reputation as one of the top roller coaster design firms in the world.
Number 38. What type of business is being discussed? Number 39. What are the women concerned about? Number 40. What does the man say about Appalachian Incorporated? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Dolores. John's out sick and hasn't prepared our team's progress report for the regional manager. Would you be able to do it?
Sure, no problem.
Thanks, I appreciate that. Any chance you could finish it by Friday?
Even if I start now, Friday is in 2 days.
I understand. Well, I guess early next week would be okay.
Okay. Poor John, I hope he feels better soon. By the way, if he's currently out, who will participate in the conference call tomorrow?
I was planning to do that for him.
Number 41. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 42. Why does the woman say,
Friday is in 2 days?
Number 43. What will the man do tomorrow? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm happy to see that LMJ Electronics has a table here at the Middleton Technology Exhibition this year. You always have cutting-edge products.
Yes, LMJ Electronics always has something new to show at this exhibition. This is our latest laptop, the Flash Computer. It's in the final stages of development.
Really? Oh, that's too bad. I read about it and I'd really like to order one.
Well, just add your name and email address to our contact list, and we'll let you know as soon as the product is on the market.
Number 44. Where does the conversation take place? Number 45. What does the woman say about an item? Number 46. What does the woman suggest the man do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hello, I'm Luisa Reyes. I'm here from the Millstone Herald to write about your bookstore.
Welcome. We're excited to have the Herald write about us. I'm Maria, the store manager, and this is Omar, the store owner.
Hi, Louisa. I'm happy to answer any questions you have. Do you know about the writing workshops we're conducting next month?
Yes. In fact, I'd like to highlight the writing workshops in my article. I'm curious, are all writers, whether professional or aspiring, invited?
Great question. No previous writing experience is needed to attend the workshops.
That's right. In fact, we hope new and experienced writers will be able to learn from each other.
Number 47. Why is Luisa Reyes visiting the store? Number 48. What will happen at the store next month? Number 49. What does the man say is unnecessary? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Alonso. I'm calling from Cardamon Technology about your upcoming job interview next week.
Excellent. I was told someone would contact me about travel arrangements.
Regarding flights, you'd leave New York on the 7th, spend the day in our San Francisco office on the 8th, and then fly back on the 9th. And you'd stay at a hotel near our offices.
Oh, I was wondering if I could stay a little longer. My college roommate lives in San Francisco, and I'd like to visit him.
That's probably fine, but I'd like to check with my supervisor before making changes. I'll let you know what I find out.
Number 50. Why is the woman calling? Number 51. What does the man say he wants to do? Number 52. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, John. Thanks for stopping by my office. Now that we're using the new project management software, how is it affecting the factory's production schedule? Will the hybrid sedans be ready for delivery to the dealerships on time?
Yes. Production for those cars is still on schedule, but the managers are having some problems with the software. I set up another training session for them on Tuesday, which should help with that.
Okay, that's good to hear. Would you mind sending out an email to remind them about the training? It's important that all the managers attend so they can get up to speed.
Number 53. What industry do the speakers most likely work in? Number 54. What does the man say will take place on Tuesday? Number 55. What does the woman ask the man to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm here to see Albert Jenkins, the building project supervisor.
That's me. How can I help you?
I'm Julie Huang from Monahan Enterprises. I'm here to check on how our new office building is coming along. Would you mind telling me how things are going?
Sure. As you can probably see, we're installing all the windows and doors. We only have two more floors to go. If we keep up this pace, we should be finished by the 9th.
So you're ahead of schedule? Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'll meet with the management team later today, so I'll update them on your progress.
Number 56. Where is the conversation most likely taking place? Number 57. What does the woman want to know? Number 58. What will the woman do later? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Tomoko. I'm looking forward to our office picnic tomorrow. What are you thinking of bringing?
Well, cookies are on sale at the supermarket this week.
Oh, I didn't look at the sale items. I figure I'll make some sort of pasta dish.
The food you cook is always delicious. You know, I'm really glad the new department manager is organizing social activities for us. Hiring him was a good choice.
I agree. And don't forget about next week's company outing. We're going to a basketball game.
Number 59. What does the woman mean when she says,
cookies are on sale at the supermarket this week?
Number 60. Who did the company recently hire? Number 61. What does the man remind the woman about? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and calendar.
Hello, this is Maria Krishnan at Krishnan Financial Services. How can I help you?
Hi, I need to make some long-term budgeting decisions for my business, and I'd like to consult with you. Could you meet toward the end of next week?
I'll be at an all-day workshop on Friday. But how about March 11th? I have a client meeting at 2 o'clock that day, but I'm available in the morning.
Yes, that's great. Should I bring anything to the appointment besides my recent financial reports?
Actually, could you please send those to me ahead of time? That way, I'll be able to review the records before we meet.
Number 62. Why is the man calling the woman? Number 63. Look at the graphic. On which day will the speakers meet? Number 64. What does the woman ask the man to do? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and wallpaper samples.
Heidi, I've been worried lately that our lobby looks old-fashioned. I think we should replace the wallpaper and use something more up-to-date. The office entry area could benefit from a new look.
Well, we have had that wallpaper for almost 20 years, so maybe it is time for a change. Do you have any designs in mind?
Yeah, actually. I collected some samples, and I narrowed it down to 4 options. They're right here. I prefer the circles myself. What do you think?
Maybe. But perhaps we should consult with an interior decorator. They'll know what would look best.
Number 65. Why is the man concerned? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which sample does the man prefer? Number 67. What does the woman suggest doing? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and order ticket.
Carol, are you ready for your second week of server training?
Definitely.
Remember, the most important part of being a server is knowing our menu inside and out.
Well, I reviewed the entire menu yesterday.
Great. But before we start, let's make sure you remember where all of the tables are. It looks like there's some food ready for customers. Here's the order ticket. Where should we take it?
Well, tables 1 to 10 are in the downstairs dining room, 11 to 20 are out on the patio, and 21 to 30 are in the upstairs dining room. I've got it.
Number 68. What job is the woman training for? Number 69. What did the woman do yesterday to prepare for her job? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Where will the speakers go next?